Hello there, it's Rakitin here. How are you doing? Do you miss me? Well, that is only if you've been following my podcast regarding the first day issue stamped. So it's been 2 days, I believe, that I did not podcast anything. And that is because a few days ago, I went to my acupuncture and I told her about my right hand. It's kind of painful and she scooped it, like she used this heavy these are hard tools to scrape it, and so it let go of the knots that I'm having, and I feel better now comparing to 2 days ago. I feel worn out, and that's the reason why I was not able to podcast. All right, today's podcast is regarding Alabama statehood first day of issue stamp. And this is almost the same as the California settlement. There were just a little bit of changes, but this is all about Alabama statehood. So this one was dated August 2nd, 1969. It was addressed to Mr. G. Lobier, General Foreman, Uni Royal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70807. Dear Mr. Lubier, a peripheral advantage of this Foxboro first day cover is this. Speaking for myself, at least they have served to add several cubits to the statures of my knowledge regarding the good old USA. Maybe as a grade schooler, I was exposed to some of the detailed information being acquired. If so, this knowledge must rest in one of memory's little used pigeonholes. Second paragraph. For example, Huntsville, where this cover was postmarked, really meant little to me until fairly recently. Huntsville today, of course, is the site of the George C. Marshall Space Flight Center, where the massive Saturn rockets were developed. Since Foxboro instrumentation is on all three stages of the giant booster helping America achieve its fantastic feats in space, it was almost inevitable. I become familiar with present day, which is now called Huntsville. Third paragraph. But I was quite unfamiliar with the fact that prior to Alabama's admission to statehood, the historic event in 1819 we are commemorating with this cover, Huntsville, served as territorial capital, period. Here the first constitutional convention met. Here the first Alabama state legislature convened. Here too the first governor William W. Bibb was inaugurated. So far from being a new sprout, Huntsville has firm roots in Alabama's epoch past. Last paragraph. I like to close this letter on a note of appreciation for your response to the recent check made of our mail list. We hesitated at first to embark on this project because we did not want to be a nuisance. Apparently, no fear. You, in company with 90% of those who received our commemorative, promptly took pen in hand and gave us the updated information sought. Thanks so much, period. Cordially, the Foxboro Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors, and it was signed in actual blue pen. So this is my podcast for today, and next time you will never know what it's going to be, but from the time, what I will do is, instead of ongoing First Day Issue Stump podcast, it will be like something else from time to time. Thank you for listening and hope you come back again. Bye.